Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hello, and welcome to CFRI's CF Community Voices, coming to you from our home studio in Palo Alto, California. I'm Sue Landgraf, Executive Director of Cystic Fibrosis Research Incorporated, CFRI, and I'm very pleased to welcome our viewers and listeners. We have a very special program ahead, but before getting started, I want to thank our generous sponsors, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Chiesa USA, Gilead Sciences, and Proteostasis Therapeutics. Please note that no information presented in this podcast is intended for a patient's diagnosis or treatment. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you, and let's get started.
Hello, I'm Becca Roanhouse. I'm 28 and I have CF. I was diagnosed when I was 6 weeks old. I've had quite a roller coaster of health issues. It began with stomach, which is the perfect topic for me to talk about today. One of the main things I go through, which I'm going to be talking about today, is the C word, constipation. And it's funny because when you have CF, you are so open to talking about constipation and you really don't have filters. You get very comfortable. So back in high school, I was hospitalized all the time for Golightly treatments. Luckily, I had a G-tube back then, so it wasn't too bad. The hardest thing about having constipation is a lot of the times they don't want you to eat. And that is like a CFer's nightmare, especially when you're not feeling good and you're bored. You're just laying there, you can't eat. So throughout high school, I also had some surgeries which would complicate the constipation. And then my GI tract decided to behave for quite some time. And recently, maybe within the last 3 years, I would say at least, I've noticed every time I go in for lung tune-ups, I get constipated. So they said it's a combination of, you know, just you're breathing harder, your lungs are tight, you know, you're not moving around. So in the beginning, I would try and like be in denial about it, kind of see how long I could go without telling the doctors, okay, hey, I'm backed up. And, you know, there's so many different steps that they like to do for it. Miralax, of course, is your number one buddy. But I get so constipated that even the Miralax treatments don't help. So then it was like, okay, Miralax isn't going to help. You're going to have to do an enema. Okay, oh, man, I hate enemas. Then it wasn't just the bedside CF enema, it was the gastrographin, which is super uncomfortable. And then what used to be my enemy, and now I've come to terms with it, is drinking the Mucomist, which smells and tastes like rotten eggs. It is the worst thing I've ever smelt or like tasted. But now what I've realized is when I go into the hospital, I know that I'm probably gonna get backed up. So as soon as I get admitted, I say, you know what, can we up my Miralax? And as soon as I start to feel backed up, I'm like, okay, you know what? I just need to handle this before it gets worse and just give me the Mucomist. Like, it doesn't taste good, but it does the job. And it usually works within like 3 or 4 doses. So I feel that even though doing those things aren't fun or tasty, it's way better than the discomfort of constipation and feeling bloated. And there's been times where I couldn't even do my vest because I was so bloated and uncomfortable. So I think my takeaway home message for most people who get constipated is tackle it head on. Don't wait until it gets worse because it's not going to go away on its own. And just kind of man up, drink the rotten egg, do the enemas, and just go for it. So that's my main thing about constipation. Keep on top of it. It's uncomfortable, but we all have to deal with it, and it's just part of CF. So my life as a CFer actually began with this C word. Before I was able to be diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, they were guessing that I had it because at a day old, I had a huge blockage. I can never pronounce it right, but it's something like mycoliumesis, ileus, something like that. So that's kind of what started this CF route for me. And as over the first 14 years of my life, my stomach kept getting more and more bloated. I was super self-conscious of it, but it didn't take until I got into high school until I said, you know, I need to get this checked out. And so I finally went to a GI specialist, and that's when the long road ahead of me started. I had found out that I had scar tissue, major blockage around my intestines. So that after that surgery is when the Go Lightly treatments would start. They were hoping that if I gained weight, because I was having a hard time gaining weight, that maybe I would grow and that the intestines would behave better and the constipation would stop. So being impatient, you know, you think that this wouldn't take too long. I ended up getting a G-tube placed in to gain weight, and I had that for about 3 years. And over those 3 years, doing the formulas, the Go Lightly treatments, I was still dealing with constipation. I remember there was one time in my life where I was on clear liquids for 2 whole months. It was before surgery, trying to prevent the surgery. And then I did the surgery, I started throwing up, so they're like, okay, we need to put you back on clear liquids. Your body just cannot handle these nutrients. So that was probably like a really hard time of my life. And when I first hear the word constipation, my mind always goes back to those 2 months of clear liquids. Luckily now, I had a break probably from high school till my early 20s where my stomach behaved and I didn't really deal with constipation rather than maybe needing to do some extra doses of Miralax a few times a day, and then I was fine. And then, like I mentioned earlier, now almost every time I go in for my lungs, I do end up getting backed up. And I think part of that is because I am just laying in bed and I'm not moving. So if I'm not moving, my GI system is not going to be moving. Another thing is, luckily with CF, you can eat everything you want, pretty much high calorie, high protein. But with me, unlike most people who usually consume fiber to relieve constipation, I'm the complete opposite. So fiber and me do not get along. So I know a lot of times when I do go in the hospital, they say low fiber residue diet. So I mean, that's not too bad. You would think, oh, you don't get vegetables, you get junk food. But it's funny how you really crave stuff when you can't have it. Another thing with me and constipation is I've noticed sometimes enzymes, if I do take them too many times, I get backed up. Or if, I know I've had in the past where I tried a certain kind and tried to, you know, have a trial of these new enzymes that didn't work, so I had to switch over. Just didn't agree with my stomach. And then with Miralax too, you have to be careful because if you do too much, you have diarrhea. And personally, when I have diarrhea, I am relieved because I have such bad issues with constipation that I'm just so glad that everything's getting cleared out. But diarrhea isn't good either. So there's a really hard balance to find between the two extremes. And that's just something that you have to figure out personally. You know, you can have guidance from the doctors and do all these different meds, but you yourself have to figure out the balance. And that takes some time and it takes some patience, but once you figure it out, it really works. And it'll avoid the big issues of, like I said, the mucomist and the enemas and being admitted for being bloated and uncomfortable. So.
And so, okay, perfect. And then if you, because we don't know how this is going to get edited, right? If you in the end say, so, you know, thanks for listening.
Okay.
And so we have another thing.
Sure. I just wanted to thank everyone for listening to me complain, I guess, or advise about constipation. Like I said, it's funny how open you are when you deal with something like this every day where some people would be grossed out. Just the other day, my coworker was like, hey, do you ever have constipation? And I said, you're probably going to regret asking that question. But I do work at a vet clinic, and we do deal with things like this. So, yeah, I just hope that I did help. Just like I said earlier, don't let it get worse than it is, because it will not go away on its own. Thank you for listening. I'm Becca.